Dear friends, I am Mary Magdalene, your sister, your friend. I'm here to help you connect with your own feminine energy. This energy was misunderstood and abused for many, many centuries. So it's very hard for most human beings to be fully in touch with their own feminine energy. And this goes for both men and women, because men also have feminine energy, and they were taught to suppress that. First of all, I'd like you to go inside and fully connect with your body, your feet on the floor, feel the energy of Mother Earth. Welcoming you, greeting you. And allow that energy to flow upward into your legs, your knees, your upper legs, and into your abdomen. And truly relax into it. Feel how she carries you, as if you were a child. You have become used to being very alert, on guard, as an adult. It's hard for you to be childlike again, to be as relaxed and playful as you were as a child. But you need the child within to connect with your life energy and with your joy. So as you focus on your body, your legs, your abdomen, check if you can find inside your belly, your abdomen, your inner child, the part of you that's unburdened by all the pressures that you feel from the outside. The inner child is fresh and young, always. It's a part of your soul, really. Even though you may have had a difficult childhood or were a very sensitive child, there is this vibrant, joyful inner child who is directly in touch with your soul. And see her or him right now inside your abdomen. The child who is joyful and spontaneous. But maybe you cannot see it right away. Perhaps you first see a child that who is burdened by emotions of fear or distrust or anger. And look at this child. Look into her or his eyes. And feel what is distressing the child. And see if you can touch it, hold their hands, or cuddle the child. Many of you are trying to bring your soul's light down to earth to express it freely. But somehow you feel stuck in the area of the abdomen where your vitality, your life energy is. And there have been many judgments in most religious and even spiritual traditions. There have been a lot of judgments about the inner child, about the abdomen as the seat of passion and desire. And I'm inviting you to take a closer look at it, because it's very connected with the issue of the feminine energy. And as you know, I became a forbidden woman in the tradition. I was supposed to be full of sin and considered to be too wild and too free. And this suppression of who I was, the feminine energy that I represented, is something you all absorbed, you took it in. So these stories about me are also stories about you. And breathe deeply into your abdomen. And take the hand of your inner child and ask her or him, what do you need right now to feel more relaxed, more inspired, more playful? And give it to the child from your heart. Remember what it was like to be carefree, to not have to constantly think or worry about your life, to just go with the flow of what feels good and joyful to you. This is the natural flow of the inner child. You carry a lot of mental energy around you. You are taught as children to focus on your intellectual abilities, and you lose touch with your body and your emotions in the process. And this has to do with the fact that the feminine energy was regarded as suspicious. The feminine energy was supposed to be irrational, emotional, hysterical even. And so when the masculine energy was regarded as superior, you started, both men and women absorbed this judgment. And then you started to lose touch with your body and with your abdomen in particular. And we are in Egypt now, and there's an old tradition here. There were many influences at work in the ancient civilization of Egypt. But there was a genuine heart-based feminine energy there, which was not like part of the official institutions, but it was there was less of a taboo on sexual energy and the feminine in general. And when you visited the statue of Sekhmet yesterday, perhaps you felt a sense of recognition, perhaps also sadness, because you felt you had lost something, you have lost something of this free feminine energy that was, it is located in the abdomen, but it's also firmly connected with the heart. And essentially, this original feminine energy is about connecting deeply, connecting with other people, but also connecting at that time with the gods, and connecting with nature, with me, Mother Earth. The flow of connection is an essential part of the original feminine energy. And now feel that energy of Sekhmet again. Remember how it affected you, touched you. And you can feel it, you can recall it and feel it physically right now. This statue has a kind of vibration and energy field, and it can help you connect with that same frequency inside you, which has become hidden, suppressed, but it's still there in both men and women. This energy is a very rooted one, very much connected with your natural instincts. your animal part. In a pure and innocent way, animals are very much in tune with earth, with nature. And imagine that there is an animal with you right now who helps you connect more deeply with your body, your passion, your sensuality, and who takes away the shame and judgment around it. So you now have made contact with the child within, an animal within, and I'd like to introduce a third figure, and this one symbolizes the feminine energy inside your abdomen, and she is a dancer. Imagine you're inside your abdomen, root chakra, second chakra, and you see a stage. And on this stage is your feminine energy, and she's dancing. Look at her. What is she wearing? Does she feel free to move around, to express herself, to enjoy her body? To celebrate both the animal and the divine part inside her? Because they are naturally meant to flow together. To separate them, the duality that was created by tradition, is very painful. The abdomen is the seat also of sexual energy, but sexual energy is not just about sex. It's about creativity, life force that is waiting to connect with your soul's light, with the cosmic impulse running through you, your essence. So it's like heaven and earth want to dance together inside of you. It's about creativity. So the flow of sexuality that's inside you as a human being is essential to your self-expression. When you make love with another human being, this is one way of expressing your sexual energy, but it's definitely not the only one. When you look at the dancer, and you encourage her to feel free and happy with herself, you can see sensuality, passion, but also joy and true inspiration in her eyes. It's about connecting at all levels. When the energy in your abdomen opens up again, you start to feel more calm and grounded. and at the same time, more inspired. You can feel it right now in your energy field, that the abdomen wants to open up, wants to receive the energy of your heart and the energy of your wisdom, which is inside your third eye and crown chakra. They are connected. And look again at the dancer on the stage. And check where the energy flow inside her gets interrupted or is not flowing freely. And observe it in a neutral way. Just look at it. And simply ask, what is preventing you from expressing yourself freely? And allow her to answer you. What makes you afraid, you could ask, or frozen? And be there as a loving presence. Tell her it's time to heal now. You are safe. This is a time of rebirth and connecting with yourself first and foremost. To feel deep within that you are good, that you are exactly right as you are. That you are innocent as a child, like a child and like an animal. You're struggling with emotions, with self-judgment. You feel disconnected at times, disconnected from your inspiration, or not grounded. But it's all part of the journey. Accept it. You're here to learn and grow. But when you let go of the self-judgment, the growing and the learning can actually become more joyful and light. It doesn't need to be so painful. When you truly respect the process you're going through, and finally, I invite you to imagine that the Sekhmet energy is inside you, right? not right now. Or that you are, zeg met. Feel how it affects you. Feel how it fills up your root chakra and the second chakra inside the abdomen. Embrace your own feminine energy. You are welcome. As you heal yourself, you contribute to the healing of the feminine energy at large. Thank you for being here with me today.